And welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Caring for a special person in your life can be a full-time job sometimes, aging parents or a special needs child. And there you are sometimes, all alone, overwhelmed. What happens when you need a break? If you don't take care of yourself, who's going to be there to take care of your loved ones? More and more of us are being faced with these questions every day. Who's going to care for the caregivers? Well, we want to hear your stories. Maybe we can help you find some help. Helen Flores is the Director of Community Relations with Caring Companions. Welcome to The Source, Helen.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
And also Karen Zerniel. She is with the WellMed Charitable Foundation. And also, you have a radio show, so you know how to do all this radio stuff better, probably better than me. At K-Loop at 9:30 a.m., Sundays at 6 p.m., Caregiver SOS, right?
That's correct.
Okay, well, welcome to The Source. And we want to hear from our callers. The number is 614-8980. Tell us your stories. If you need help, we really want to make this a community conversation. So, but first, tell me, Helen Flores over at the Caring Companions, what is Caring Companions?
We are a non-medical in-home senior care company that can help seniors and their families by supporting the needs in the home. So we help with bathing, support, dressing, grooming, medication reminders, light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation. So sometimes we help those adult children that need to work all day. We can be some support services in the home or go to the facility. Heck, we've even gone to England with one of our clients. So,
And so you have been there. You have been. Tell me about that.
Well, my father was a diabetic, and when you don't take care of your body and your brain, he ended up with diabetic-related dementia. And he moved to San Antonio to be near my husband and I, and I'm in the geriatric business, so naturally out of his 8 kids, he chose me. And we watched him decline. You know, your brain needs 2 things to live, oxygen and glucose. And when you mess around with your sugars, then your brain's not going to work for you. So my husband and I were his hands-on caregiver, and you know, I'm honored at one thought to have the opportunity to take care of my father in that manner, but also felt very vulnerable to see him in this state and all those things that come along with me raising children and taking care of my dad.
And so, I mean, you feel torn. You know, frequently you're at work, you get the phone call, dad's fallen down.
Correct.
And you have a deadline or something breathing down your neck at work. You can't break away. It's very stressful.
Yes. I had a great company that I was working for at that time. And, you know, thankfully they were supportive of me during this challenge for me.
Now, Carol Zerniel, you're with the WellMed Charitable Foundation. What do y'all do?
Well, we operate caregiver resource centers. We have caregiver SOS centers, 2 here in San Antonio, and we have their free centers where caregivers can come and get wellness information, education, and support on any issues related to caring for a senior.
So, I mean, is there actually somebody who can help me?
Absolutely. Yes, we have caregiver specialists who are trained to work with caregivers. We have evidence-based programs, which means there's some science, there's a little bit of data and money spent behind our program so that we know that they're going to help. We know they're going to make a difference in the lives of family members who are caring for someone.
Because, you know, it used to be that you had a lot of kids in the family and we could share the load. But nowadays, it's just one child per family, pretty much is the average, and they have a lot of responsibilities. You've never done this before. You don't know the right questions to ask. You don't know where to turn. So how do you get up to speed quickly?
Well, you know, I come from a family of 10, and in our world over at the Burke household, all of my parents' children flew the coop, and they went all over the nation. And so my parents had to really move to us to be able to receive the support that they needed. But I found as a caregiver that I needed to make sure that I delegated what my needs were and let my other siblings know how they could be helpful to my parents. And so, obviously, education is a key about the disease that you're working with, no matter what type of a disease. chronic illnesses that your loved ones are living with. So finding out what's out in the community for support as a caregiver, as well as learning about the progression of the disease that you're working with.
Yeah, it's amazing because caregivers, most of them, they come and they think they're the only one. They get so isolated. They get so focused on that one parent, that person that they're caring for. And they think nobody else is going through this, and they don't realize there are actually people out there going through the same thing, much less that there are resources and programs to help them.
All right, let's go to the phones. Ron wants to join the conversation. Ron, welcome to The Source.
Well, thank you. First of all, congrats on this new program. It's great.
Well, thank you.
And taking up a topic like caregiving is so important. I did want to ask a question about whether Medicare or other insurance covers the kind of home care and services that Ms. Flores was talking about.
Well, you know, the type of services that we offer at Caring Companions are the non-medical side of home care. So basically, these are what Medicare calls custodial needs. And unfortunately, Ron, they are not covered by Medicare. Now, if you are a recipient of Medicaid, then there are provider programs that the state will cover. But let me just say with the nature of our nation today, those services have been cut back. If you were fortunate enough to have your parents purchase a long-term care insurance policy, well, then my services would be reimbursable to that policyholder. But at this point, Ron, you know, they're mainly an out-of-pocket expense.
But, you know, that kind of seems short-sighted. Because if a person doesn't have the ability to get that additional help from the government, you know, and maybe not a whole lot of money, but then they may have no other choice but to put that person, it could be a parent, it could be a child, it could be, you know, who needs a lot of help, into an institution, and then that's going to be very expensive for the government.
I agree.
And like 75% of the care in this country is provided by family members.
And that's what people would really like to do.
Well, they would, and there are different ideas that have been floated, tax credits, you know, some kind of payments for family caregivers, because they drop out of the workforce. Women lose $300,000 in their lifetime by giving up work and taking care of an aging parent when you account for the loss of income and their retirement benefits and Social Security.
It's very physically taxing, you know, because if maybe you have to hold people up, pick people up, get them in and out of vehicles and things. And not everybody is strapping in a person who can handle all that. I mean, is there a person you can call just to help you with those types of items?
Certainly there is. And of course, Carol's program offers education and training for the caregiver so that they know how to do a proper transfer and they know how to make sure that the medications are taken accurately. But at the same time, you know, there are ways for you to provide that service. And may I state that you have to know your limitations as well, because if you get up and do a transfer incorrectly, you could damage yourself. And when we're talking about individuals that have some cognitive concern, that takes on a whole nother trifold of issues for the caregiver. In fact, we find that caregivers who care for persons with dementia are more likely to neglect themselves than versus other chronic illnesses. And by that neglection, what I mean is they're not going to their doctor appointments. They're not paying attention to their high blood pressure.
So they're not taking their own medication. Maybe they give up on their own medication to pay for someone else's.
Absolutely. Sure.
And then,
sure.
Then that costs them. And when that person wears down and breaks down, who's going to care for
everyone?
Correct.
So I agree with your thought. Wouldn't it be a great idea for the support services in our country to be able to see, look, if we can be proactive about these services, we are less likely paying for someone in a nursing home environment under Medicaid.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get back to your phone calls. The number to call is 614-8980. We're talking about caring for the caregivers. There are programs available in San Antonio to help folks who are just giving it all and sometimes they just need a little break to take care of that special person in their life. We're going to be right back. This is The Source on KSTX. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about caring for the caregivers. In the studio, we've got Helen Flores. She's the Director of Community Relations with Caring Companions. Carol Zerniel, she is with WellMed Charitable Foundation. And we're talking about folks who just take care of maybe an elderly parent or a special needs child. And they can't do everything. And there's some help out there in the community so that this doesn't take all they have. So let's go to the phones again. Armando is standing by. Armando, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. Yes, what I wanted to mention was an imbalance of living in the South Side, an imbalance of services that are available for my child who has autism. My wife and I and my children, we do everything we can to care for my 11-year-old and, my 10-year-old. And he, there is one program that's at the Mission Roadhouse that happened recently. It's been in existence for a couple of years. And they do offer a Mother Day days out on a Saturday. But that's pretty much about it. At least they're making that effort. But when it comes to the south end of town, it's almost impossible to find any kind of summer camps or programming that's really available for children with autism. And that always seems to be something that's something needs to be done. So I hope there's some foundation or organization that can come and help, like the Mission Home, to expand their programming to help families. We're middle class. We always pay the top rate. And we know it's the way it's going to always be. But, you know, it's also a very expensive endeavor. And so there would have to be funding to help especially low-income families to be able to afford these kind of services.
All right, Armando, thank you so much. Thank you for your call. Are there services out there for
Armando? Well, I think you made two important points. Number one is that the respite, you know, a Mother's Day Out, a Caregiver Day Out program, those are so important, and I hope that people take that seriously. And number two, it is hard to find different services. One of the programs that the foundation provides is the Caregiver Teleconnection. It's a telephone program. So a caregiver can be in their pajamas with their hair on fire anywhere in all of South Texas and can call in and get information from an expert. We have lawyers, we have doctors, we have social workers, somebody like Helen would be on, and they give information about resources, about caregiving, and then the caregivers can talk to each other because they're experts in their own right in caring for their children and caring for their parents. They know things, but they also have questions. That isolation, that socialization is so important to address.
And Helen?
Yeah, I concur. I mean, respite care is so underutilized, and sometimes there's not always services out there to pay for. So I commend Armando for bringing this to the attention of your listeners, because perhaps there's someone out there that wasn't even aware of the Mother's Day Out program. Many churches in town also offer Mother's Day Out programs, but I also encourage them to look at some of their community centers to see what kind of programs are out there. I focus mainly in the geriatric business, so I'm not as familiar as the pediatric need here in San Antonio.
Yeah, same here. We both deal with seniors as opposed to children.
So Armando's telling us that he's on the south side. He's not finding a lot of resources out there. Could it be that he's just not looking in the right places? Maybe there's something out there. I mean, where is there a someplace I can go online that maybe has all this stuff?
Well, the Bear Area Agency on Aging also is the Aging and Disability Resource Center, and they collect resources across Bear County and South Texas that are available. So I would actually start there. Start at the Bear Area Agency on Aging. It's the Aging and Disability Resource Center. So if they call ACOG and ask for the Aging and Disability Resource Center, do you have the phone number at your fingertips? The Alamo Service Connection, 477-3275. So 477-3275.
Okay, great. And let me go to the next caller. Kenny is on the line. Kenny, welcome to The Source.
Yes, would any of the subject matter experts, if any of their parents had long-term care programs, would that have made it possible for you to provide care for your loved ones in addition to go to work? And I'll take my question off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Kenny, thank you for that question. And so, Helen?
I can answer that. We had to spin down my father's resources with private duty care before I could engage the Medicare support services that were offered. You know, in my father's case, he had a below-the-knee amputation due to his diabetes, and there came a time where my home was no longer safe for him. So I did utilize the benefits that Medicare and, of course, his private insurance offered us through therapy services, and, of course, we eventually had to place him into a nursing home environment. So in that respect, father didn't purchase any long-term care insurance like a life insurance policy. But let me tell you, I sure have now.
Well, and Medicaid is the only program that allows the family member to be paid. A lot of people that want to take care of their family members would like to be the caregiver, and so Medicaid's the only program that does that. Medicare doesn't pay for long-term care expenses at all, and that's the biggest misunderstanding in the community. People think, oh, Medicare's going to pay for my father or my mother when they get old and they need help. And it's either a private insurance plan, like Helen described, or you have to spend down to Medicaid. There's nothing in between.
Spending down to Medicaid means really you have to get your bank account.
You have to impoverish yourself to get services.
All right.
Correct.
So the caregiver, they may not realize how much stress they're under, you know.
True.
They work hard. They maybe go to work all day. They come home. They deal with a lot. And they just don't realize. But maybe what are some signs that they really have got to take a break and got to get some help?
Well, you know, caregiver burnout, a lot of times you'll find somebody's very irritable. They have a hard time concentrating. They have a hard time sleeping. They have digestive problems. When you're stressed, you've got that fight or flight goes off in your brain. And with a caregiver, it's okay to be running from the lion for a few minutes in the jungle, but a caregiver is literally in their own mind with that stress. They are running in all of the time. They're constantly under stress, and that will take down their immune system. It makes caregivers have much higher rates of diabetes, heart disease, stroke.
Because food is a way to medicate yourself.
Well, food is a way to medicate, but that it goes back to not taking care of yourself, and that stress actually changes your physiology. It suppresses your immune system, and you do get sicker just because you're under stress all the time. So one of the programs, and Helen is a trainer, we have our stress busting program for family caregivers, which is specifically for caregivers of dementia who tend to have the most stress. And it's a 9-week course that teaches coping skills to teach you to reduce your anger, reduce your stress.
And I wanted to add to Carol's physiological comment that also your cognition isn't as well as you're under this stressful situation.
So your decision making's not that good.
Correct. So you often wonder yourself, goodness, am I having my own dementia-like symptoms? And the answer is yes. Until you relieve that stress, you are not going to improve your cognition. So the Stress Busting Program is a fabulous program, started out of the UT Health Science Center as a long-term study. Dr. Sharon Lewis, who is thus retired, has evidence-based data that shows that there's a correlation between the way you live your life with stress and how long you're going to live. So we created this program, as Carol was mentioning. We know our dementia caregivers tend to have a higher death rate because of their caregiving role versus other chronic diseases. So this 9-week course is 90 minutes once a week, and we ask you to commit to the full 9 weeks. And what we do is we teach you to identify your stressors and then perhaps learn some stress-reducing techniques.
Right. The number to call, if you want to call in real quickly, we've got about 3 minutes left in the program, 614-8980, 614-8980. Also, so if you're dealing with like your parent and they have dementia or Alzheimer's and they're gradually just getting worse, that's also a stressor because you're starting your grieving process early.
Right. And let me just say, there's a great resource here in town called the Alzheimer's Association. All their services are absolutely free to family caregivers, and they do all types of education, helpline support, care consultation when you have to have a come to Jesus with your siblings that, hey, this is what reality is for mom and dad, not what you want it to be. They also do a tremendous amount of awareness through advocacy. You know, we need to bring this topic of dementia to our elected officials so that we can hopefully find a cure for Alzheimer's and other types of dementias.
Yeah, and I hope people will go to our website at caregiversos.org. You can find information on the stress busting program, on the SOS centers where you can get help, and also on the caregiver teleconnection. And again, all of those services are free.
Okay, one last question. We're going to get Casey on the air. And Casey, welcome to The Source.
Hi, it's Daisy, like the flower.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
So my question is, I have a disabled mother who lives away from me. And my question is regarding Medicare and Medicaid. So she's a recipient, and she's been told more than once that because she's on Medicare and Medicaid, she can't go on vacation. And so I'm wondering if that's misinformation or whether it's true.
She can't go on vacation? What does that mean? You mean she can't go?
She's supposed to be homebound in some way? Yeah, usually the only time people say that you can't go somewhere is if you have a Meals on Wheels program, if you can get out and about. But there is no restriction under Medicare and Medicaid from going on vacation. In fact, we recommend it.
Okay, Casey, yes. Thank you for that phone call. So, so Helen?
Yeah, that perplexes me as well.
But it shows that there's a lot of lack of knowledge out there, and people say things that you need to check them out. If it doesn't make sense to you, go find one of your experts. So how do people get in contact with, follow up with the WellMed Charitable Foundation with you guys too?
Anybody can find us at caregiversos.org or call 866-390-6491.
And they could call you asking for...
ask questions about any of the programs and about any of the resource centers.
And Helen Flores over at the Caring Companions.
You can reach us at 210-764-8500, or our website is adlcaringcompanions.com.
Now, is there additional help? Is there some supplemental help that could help people pay for services and things out there?
There are a few programs here in town, assuming we have funding. So I welcome you. I welcome your listeners to call me, and I'll be happy to review those with them.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of y'all for coming in. Helen Flores, Director of Community Relations with Caring Companions. Carol Zerniel is with the WellMed Charitable Foundation. Also, she has a radio program, 6 p.m. on K-Loop, 9:30 a.m., Caregiver SOS. And thank you, listeners, for calling in with your questions and comments. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you for tuning us in.
The Source is a production of Texas Public Radio. Paul Flav produces the show. Oversight is provided by TPR Program Director Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor, and production assistance comes from Catherine Dixon. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.